the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, David's Tire and Auto, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Davis Tire and Auto. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Tony Glazer.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me this evening.
Sure, coach, no problem. Well, let's go and right into it. You play 6A Brunswick Friday night, and you look at the score, and it doesn't look all that competitive, but for those folks that actually watched the game, there were a lot of good things that your football team did.
Yeah, we did a lot of things that we can definitely build on. You know, obviously, you know, you look at the score, it looks like it was one-sided, and, you know, they definitely were the better team. But I think we did a lot of good things defensively that frustrated them. Our special teams, we played well on offense, that we were able to establish some drives and get some things moving. And, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, too. You know, most of that had to do with them, you know, being as good as they were. But we also made some mistakes, I think, that could have made the game a lot more competitive.
A 49-7 final is the final score. You got to play that game at the Ship in Darien, and so a good home test for you against those Brunswick High Pirates, again 6A. So talk a little bit, you see 49 points, but really, you know, 14 of those points came late in garbage time. So if you want to take those away per se, you know, you're looking at a 35-7 game, and now you can kind of look at the game and say, well, maybe if this had gone my way, or if we hadn't dropped a touchdown pass, those types of things. Talk about those kinds of things, coach.
Yeah, I mean, their first series on offense, they got the ball first, and you know, you look at it from a good perspective, from their perspective, that it took them 15 plays to score, which as an offensive coordinator you'll enjoy. But for our defense, the fact that it took Brunswick 15 plays to get on the field on us, you know, we'll take, you know, little things. We had them in 3rd and 5 three different times, actually had them in a 4th and 6, and literally let them get 1 yard over the marker, which, you know, made it tough. And, of course, you know, we got the ball and went down, had a wide open touchdown pass, and just weren't able to bring it in, or we would have tied it up 7-7, you know, 7-7, a little bit of momentum going. You never really know what's going on, because we were actually able to get them to punt the next possession. And just, you know, we'd get a little going here and there, but then we get a penalty, move us right back. And you can't make those mistakes against a good 6A playoff football team.
Speaking of penalties, it seemed like all night long that thing kept rearing its head. You, like you said, you guys would build some momentum, you'd move the football, and then before you know it, out came the yellow flags.
Yeah, we got to do better. A lot of those were on us, you know, the false start penalties. And we had a couple personal fouls, which generally as a coach you don't want to do, but I'll just say our kids weren't backing down. And some of those maybe came, you know, unfortunately, the guy who hit second got called for the flag. But, you know, it was a good game back and forth, a good, clean game. And I would just, you know, obviously you don't want to condone any penalties. But, you know, I thought our guys played hard, and, you know, they played to the whistle. And a lot of those penalties, we got to sew up ourselves. You know, the false start, and, you know, we jumped off sides one time defensively, and I think we had a face mask call. That's all on us. We got to do a better job of that. But, you know, the kids were playing hard, and anytime the emotions get involved, playing a team right down the road, that type of stuff happens.
On offense, coach, you know, 7 points this game, and, you know, not a ton of points against Pierce a couple of weeks prior to that. So talk a little bit about your offense, what you're seeing, and what you think needs to happen to be able to get those guys rolling.
I think the biggest thing, as I'm seeing, is we got to get more consistent. Even against Pierce, we had a lot of drop balls. We had drop balls Friday. We didn't turn the ball over Friday, which was great, but the penalties and the drop balls hurt us. The first quarter alone, we dropped 2 balls on 3rd down that would have been 1st downs. And when you're trying to build rhythm and you're playing against a team that is as big and strong as they were, we weren't going to be able to gash them for 12 and 14 at the time. You know, we were getting 2nd and 7, 2nd and 6, and trying to stay manageable down in distance. But then when you drop a ball or get a penalty and we're behind the marker against Brunswick, then we're having to call plays 3rd and 12, which is never a good scenario.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you put up your lone touchdown. Talk about the touchdown that you got on the board.
It actually was a pretty good thing of events for us. They had the ball, and we actually hit the quarterback, and he fumbled, he sacked, and we recovered the ball on the 31-yard line. Then the very next play, we hit an inside zone, and got a good kick out, and was able to literally run right down the field pretty much untouched for a touchdown. Which gave us some good momentum, because then we came back. The very next play kicked off. They had the ball. We made them fumble the next play again and got it right back. So we had a little bit of momentum going.
You've come into the season having to develop quarterbacks, or a quarterback. Talk about that progression and where we are.
Yeah, we pretty much went with Ethan Pintages for most of the night on Friday, and he actually did really well. The drops hurt him, the consistent, but he was doing a good job of getting the ball out. He took two sacks. One of them was his fault. The other one wasn't his fault. He just had nowhere to go. But he did a much better job of protecting the ball, which is what we've been stressing to him. You know, take the plays that are there, and if it's not there, tuck it and run. We just, as we are as a team, we can't afford to turn the ball over.
49 points to the Brunswick High Pirates. When they put the ball in the air so much, and then you kind of look at what you've done again, you know, folks that actually were there watching the game said that the MCA was very competitive play to play. Just some things happened that let the game get out of control as far as the score goes and made it look very deceiving on how well the Bucks played. Overall, grade your team Friday night.
Well, I'd probably put us in a B minus just because a lot of the plays that we gave up were big, were our mistakes. I mean, we had them, it was 7-0. We had them 3rd and 17, and we blew a coverage. They had an out and an up, and both of our guys jumped the up. Excuse me, the out, and nobody took the up. And he was wide open in the middle of the field for an 80-yard touchdown. You can't do that against anybody, let alone Brunswick High. Later on in the game, we had them 3rd and 17 again, and we had the guy covered, and they did a check down. He broke three tackles and scored. I mean, things like that are the difference in winning a game and being competitive and losing. So I would say I give us a B-minus just solely the fact that there was a lot of plays that we were hard hitting, we were getting fitted, we were lined up, we were moving the ball, you know, competing against a team that looked like that. But just the inconsistencies is, you know, what I think is holding us back.
Coach, I noticed again in the Brunswick game, it really looked like that you guys began to run the football with a little bit of confidence and some authority. Talk a little bit about your running game coming around.
I think it's coming around. We changed a few things up front blocking, how we had been blocking the week before. And I think, again, the bye week, I think, helped us because we were able, you know, you do stuff all summer, it looks great. You know, you're against each other. And you get out there and you play a good team like Liberty, like we did, and we play Pierce, and we're like, hey, maybe we can't block it this way. We made some changes, and I think it made a difference. I mean, our backs have been running hard all year. It's just, you know, sometimes there's places to go. And I thought our line did a pretty good job Friday night of giving us a little bit of space. And, you know, give credit to Brunswick. They did a good job of making some pretty good tackles, too, in space. But I think we're getting around. I think we're starting to get to the point where we want to be.
Every team, we've talked about this before, every team kind of has a message. So you've moved now into two games played under your belt. You're going into another bye week. So what's the message here at this point of the season that you're giving to your kids?
The message today was just, you know, we've got to be the more physical team going forward. We've got to be in better shape. And there's no more excuses about, mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're playing 6A, this team, playoff team. We're playing two triple-A teams and went to the third round. We're playing teams our classification other than Brantley from here on out. The excuses are out the window. It's time to, you know, go to work, get better. And, you know, if we want to win, we got to put the work in to win. Nobody's just going to put a win on the scoreboard. And I think our guys are starting to get that mentality, understand what it's take to win. So hopefully we can, you know, see the rewards coming here soon.
All right. Well, upcoming on the other side of the break, we'll talk about Jenkins County, who's next on your schedule. And then, of course, you have a bye week before that to get some practices in and get healthy. And we'll talk a little bit about that week of practice. More to come on the Buccaneers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit. That doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, servicing McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, Action Heating and Air can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 265-3008, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Action Heating and Air. Okay, so the Bucks have started out 0-2, losses to Pierce County and to Brunswick High, and of course the scores on those games don't look particularly great, but then you look at how the team played in those two games, especially the Brunswick game. I thought they were very competitive. So now moving forward, 0-2, you got to put that behind you. You get an off week, and then you have Jenkins on the schedule. So before we talk about practicing for Jenkins, I know that you're still early in your schedule as far as practice goes. What are you guys working on this week?
This week, we're just, you know, working fundamentals, and we not to move forward, but we are working a little bit on Jenkins County as well, because just for the main fact that we've been facing spread offenses all year, and they're about to go under center, run some flex play and wing T, so we're trying to get the extra start on that if we have the ability. But, you know, this week, just trying to get healthy. We're hoping that next Friday will be the healthiest we've been all year. We should have the three additional starters back who haven't played since Pierce, and one guy who didn't play against Liberty should be back. We're hoping. Now, of course, you never know, but they're all going to the doctor this week, and hopefully, you know, they get the go-ahead that they're good to go. They've been rehabbing hard. So I think that'll make a difference, getting some guys back, just so some guys can have some breaks on Friday. We had a lot of kids who played the whole entire game Friday, and it just makes it tough. So, you know, this week, you know, we're working on our condition, obviously, you know, trying to get in better shape and just trying to get ready for the ground that's coming up. As you mentioned, we're about to use our second bye week, so from here on out, there's no breaks in between.
Jenkins, of course, is in your region. They're not on your side of the region. They're on the other side, which, you know, that other side, boy, it sure be nice to play in that division, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be, you know, a little better. I think we'd fit up a little bit better. You know, anytime you have to be you're on the same side with the Savannah private schools, it makes it tough.
Sure. Okay, Coach, so getting ready for Jenkins, because that's what you're going to have to do. What are they going to bring that you guys are going to have to really, really prepare for that you think you're going to see a lot of?
They do a good job running the triple option. We haven't seen anything like that this year, and they're relatively big and fast. But they're just like us. They got six guys going both ways. So it should be a little more of a level playing field. We just got to basically take these next 2 weeks defensively alone and make sure we have our keys, because the option can either be the easiest thing to stop or the hardest thing to stop, depending on if you can play your assignment ball or not.
You mentioned the injury bug had bitten your team early on, and now you're starting to get some of those kids back. Talk a little bit about the kids that are coming back and the impact that you expect them to have.
Yeah, I mean, one of our seniors that we have, he's one of the guys who, as I mentioned before, you know, a lot of guys didn't play much last year. He played a lot last year for them. And he'll be back, and he'll play on our O-line and D-line both, Nick Carter, and he's the strongest player on our football team. You know, he can bench press 345 pounds and squat 5'10". You know, getting a guy like that in the middle of your defense, couldn't get him out of better week than playing a triple option team with a 220-pound fullback. So it'll be good to have him back, and he'll also play some guard on offense too. So it'll be big getting him back.
Great. Defensively, what do you see that Jenkins is going to bring that you think that you might have some problems with and some things maybe you can exploit?
I think, again, anytime you face a triple option, you've got to be gap sound assignment football. Their quarterback is very dynamic with his legs, and he can throw as well, but he's definitely more of a runner. But anytime you face a team like that, you've got to stop the dive first. If you want to stop the triple option, if you can't stop the dive, then you're in trouble. And then, again, you know, the thing that you worry about as well is, you know, your run, and then your DB's got to stay home, because then they run the waggle off of it and they get so much action off of it. And then guys are running downfield. You got to make sure you can cover all your assignments. I think we can match up pretty good, honestly, just because I think we're getting tough and we're getting physical. In order to stop this, you've got to be tough and physical.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, offensively, what are some things that you think you'll be able to do successfully against Jenkins County?
I think if we just keep doing what we've been doing, which is to run north and south. We've been doing a good job, mainly this past week, of trying to get north and south instead of trying to run east and west, because Jenkins is a very fast-paced defense. They get sideline to sideline well. And I think the best thing for us is to take our shots downfield when they're there, but at the same time, we have two really good backs to give them the ball and try to hit it quick.
I think also, give me your opinion on this. You know, you started out, the first two games of the season are killer. You're playing a powerhouse in Pierce County, and then you're also playing a 6A school in Brunswick High. And so, you know, coming in as a kid, you got to have the mindset, man, these first two games are really tough. Okay, well, now you've gotten by that. Now you've gotten into your region where the playing field's a little more even. So what does that do for your kid's psyche about going into games, knowing that, you know, it wouldn't be shocking the world if you won that football game?
Yeah, you know, like we were talking today, just, you know, in weight training, talking, they were asking about, well, Coach, how did Pierce do? I'm like, well, guys, Pierce hasn't given up a point in two games other than us. I mean, they're 3-0, and nobody else has scored on them but us, and we were able to score twice. Yes, it was late, but, you know, the other teams had the same opportunity as we did.
You outscored them in the second half.
Exactly. I mean, we kept battling. And the big thing with our kids is, you know, going forward, you know, I think, but they were excited about playing Pierce Munster. They weren't scared, but also it's nice to be able to line up and, you know, look and see, I got 45 kids on my sideline and play someone who's got 45, 50 kids as well. I think it'll make it a little bit better. You know, it's tough to have your guys out there playing 60 snaps and other teams are rotating, you know, 11 in at a time. It makes it tough. So I think it's exciting at the same time getting to play some ball, you know, schools our size.
Coach, there's a certain writer that wrote an article previewing your season at the beginning of the year who had you guys going 1-9 and losing this Jenkins game. How great would it feel to win that game and kind of put that guy's face in it and say, yeah, you were wrong?
It would feel good. It would feel great for the kids. I mean, the kids, they're working hard. They deserve a win. They've been going through a rough process over the last couple of years, and they're putting the work in to win. It's like I told them this summer, in order to win, you have to do things a certain way, and we're getting to the point where we are doing things a certain way. And we're practicing that way, we're lifting that way, and we've just got to put it all together on a Friday and, you know, minimize the mistakes to give us a chance to win. Because from here on out, I think we have the opportunity to win some football games going forward.
Last question, we'll go to break. Coach, I feel like, you know, I was the guy that wrote that article, by the way. I feel like after I wrote that article and then you get into your first two games that the strides that your team has taken in those first 2 weeks, that I feel like you're way ahead of schedule as far as how good your team is and how good I expected them to be here and now. So talk a little bit about that progression, how quickly it's come to where you're, you know, like I said, you're getting competitive in games on plays and you're competing on plays, and you take away penalties and you take away drop passes, we're talking about different outcomes possibly.
Yeah, it just kind of goes with our whole motto from the beginning when we first got it. We're just trying to get a little bit better each month, and I feel like we're going forward, we're much better now than what we were in the end of July. You know, it's been great being able to add numbers. We've been able to practice at a different pace. We can practice harder. We can do more live stuff. We can rotate bodies a little bit more. And then you come and you get all those injuries. And my kids haven't made any excuses about the teams we've played. They haven't made an excuse about having to play additional roles. Or some guys have been playing out of position just because we've had nobody else to do it. I mean, there was a point in time Friday where I had two receivers at defensive end who haven't repped defense at all. We just had nobody else to put in because we were so banged up and they were cramping. So, you know, those kids deserve a win. And I think they won it. And I think going forward, we're going to be just fine as long as we can stay the course and, you know, God willing, stay injury-free.
All right. We'll be right back to the Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. Darien Pharmacy accepts most insurances and offers competitive cash prices. Free delivery to McIntosh and Glynn counties. Look for them on Facebook and on their website, DarienRx.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784. And let's go Bucks!
Tires, David's Tire and Auto. Brakes, David's Tire and Auto. AC work, David's Tire and Auto. Alignment, David's Tire and Auto. You get the point, right? Any work your car needs, David's Tire and Auto is your one-stop shop. So whether it's a tune-up, diagnostics, or whatever, David's Tire and Auto has you covered. 32 years experience and ASE certified. 1220 Northway, Highway 17, 912-437-3650. And find David's Tire and Auto on Facebook. A proud supporter of MCA Athletics. Let's go, Bucks!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Davis Tire and Auto and by Darien Pharmacy. Okay, Coach, so, gosh, we've gone through so much. Starting 0-2, losses to Powerhouse Pierce, 6A Brunswick High. Two bye weeks in there. You're on the second one. You don't get another one for the whole year. They're burned out now. And you're opening your region play already this early in the season against Jenkins County, who is also 0-2. And by the way, with a loss to Windsor Forest, and I know there are a lot of folks that don't really respect Windsor Forest's football program, but it's a little better than what it's been in the past. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, yeah, Windsor Forest, we did some stuff with them this summer. They're a really good football team.
Okay, so you're going into that game against another 0-2 team. Good chance to win your first football game early in the year. Let's talk a little bit about going into your off week now before you get to Liberty County. Your injuries from the Brunswick High game, how did you guys come out of that?
We actually came out better this game than what we had. We had two guys go down Friday, nothing serious, though I think maybe a week or so. They should be good to go next Friday. We just had a few people, you know, minor dings, you know, from a very – it was a very physical football game on Friday both ways. I mean, they were definitely were very hard-hitting physical, but also I think at times we were just as physical as them.
Let's talk about your region, Coach. So you guys have 12 teams in your region, so it gets subdivided. Mm-hmm. So you have six teams in each region, and the powers that be ended up with you guys in the region that's got all the private Savannah schools, which, of course, all those guys are good. So you're talking about Savannah Country Day, Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, you guys, and who else is in there with you?
We got Portal and Claxton as well.
Okay, so Portal and Claxton. And so on the other side, Johnson County, Trutland, Wheeler County, Montgomery County, and ECI and Jenkins. Yeah, that might be a little easier sledding on the other side than playing the Savannah schools, but it's the hand you were dealt.
Exactly. It's kind of, you know, like the whole thing with schedule. We play who's on our schedule, and we will, you know, be ready to compete regardless of who we're playing.
Do you feel like that going into your season with you being on the harder side of that subdivide, playing those Savannah schools in particular, it's got to make your team better regardless of what the outcome may or may not be?
Yeah, I think so. You know, unfortunately, we've been saying all along that we won't face anybody as good as Pierce and Brunswick, but I've seen some clips of Calvary, and I don't know if that's exactly true or not. I mean, if you know, I'm a big sports guy, follow high school football. You read a lot of people pick Calvary to win the state championship in private this year, which it wouldn't surprise me. You know, anytime you have a single-A school with a DN committed to North Carolina and a DN committed to Duke, then you have three other Division I players on the field. I mean, that's tough for single-A. I mean, that's tough for any classification, let alone single-A.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how the region works at the end of the year with crossover games, because there are a lot of people that always get confused when those crossover games start happening. So let's just go ahead and say, hey, this is how it works.
Basically, you match up 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. So if you're, let's just say you're the last place on your team, then you play the last on the other side. And then let's say you have ECI come out of the other side, and let's say Savannah Christian comes out our side, and they'll both play for a true region champion.
So basically the way that works is the two number one seeds from each region play each other for the true number one seed when you start getting into the rankings. And then the twos play the twos, and vice versa. The two wins the two, and then the three ends the three and the four and on. So when they end up seeding the teams, if that makes any sense,
yeah,
that's how they do it.
Yeah,
one through four.
It's different because then when you play with these private schools in the regular season, the playoffs, they go a completely different direction than you. And, you know, your power rankings count against playing private school teams, but then – when you go to the playoffs, you don't have to play them.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you finish third on one side of the region, you cannot make the playoffs.
No.
Yep. See?
Well, the playoffs is power rankings. So it's all about power rankings. It's not like double A would be with seedings. It's all strictly power rankings.
Sure.
So they'll do basically, they have a formula that they do based on your non-conference, your region, your games, win-loss, and it's all like a power ranking system. And then they take the top so many teams, and that's your playoff teams on each side. That's how they rank them 1 through 12 or whatever it is.
Is that after they factor in what the region record is, or is that not even a part of the equation?
Well, the region record, your record factors into the formula they use.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I think that starts coming out in 2 weeks. They do like a weekly power rankings list.
So your Ohio State Buckeyes kick off the season, score 77. Urban Meyer not on the field. You'd 77, but give up 31. On yes. The defense. So what's you satisfied with that? You feel good?
No, I mean, it kind of reminded us of us a little bit. I mean, they gave up two really long touchdown runs that were not, you know, fitted up right. And when they fitted up right, they did well. But they'll never be satisfied giving up 31 points to anybody, regardless whether they score 77 or 100.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. As you know, I do a radio show on Saturday mornings. And I co-host with a guy named Kip Branch, who calls Brunswick High football. And I told him that I felt like after the first week of the season, if I had to rank all the teams only by the first week of the season, LSU is my number one team. You go with me on that?
I don't think Miami is as good as what people think. I think that LSU did look pretty good out there, but I think they're still going to struggle offensively. And they play Georgia in a few weeks. I mean, I think when they play some better teams, I think they're going to struggle a little bit. That's just my opinion, though.
Okay. Your opinion.
And to me, Alabama looked the best until they get knocked off. I'm not an Alabama fan by any means, but
okay.
To dominate Louisville the way they did, I mean, they actually have a quarterback now.
Yeah, and Saban still wasn't happy with the way they played. No. Okay, so I was that was my next question. You stole it from me. I was going to say, who do you think is the best team in the country? Obviously, you're going to go Alabama. So other than Alabama, who's the best team in the country?
Ohio State.
All right. So on that note, we're going to close the show. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Tony Glazer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop signing off. Of course, coaches, always go Bucks.
Thank you. Go Bucks.